Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, what a weekend. What a weekend. What a weekend. Listen, I have to explain something here before I go too much farther, because I feel like a fool sometimes. Sometimes I go back and watch the replays, and one of the things, I never had formal training in radio, TV, community. I never had any formal training. I just kind of studied it and picked it up as I go. And I understand the importance of looking at people when you're talking to them. And I notice a lot that when I'm doing the show, if I'm watching one of the replays, you see me looking up here like I'm watching for birds or something like that. Well, I got a TV screen right here. So when I want to see who's talking, it's all up here on this screen. So I find myself looking here a lot. And then I find myself looking over here a lot, because this is where people, when I say, hey, you got to raise your hand, that's where it shows up over here, people raising their hand. And then I look over here because I got another computer set up. It has information on it here. And then sometimes I find myself talking to you all and looking up here. So I want to apologize. It's always best to look at people when you talk to them, okay? But understand what's going on through my mind as I'm talking to you. I've got all these other things going on. Who am I going to go to next here? Okay, so bear with me, because as I was watching it, it was very what's concerning to me. I said, dude, quit looking around so much. So I'm going to do my best to look right here. But if I'm not looking here, I'm looking over here. It's not that I'm disinterested. Y'all with me okay on that? Try to explain that one thing. Man, listen, hey, folks, I'm going to open this up here a little bit this morning. What an unbelievable weekend. What an unbelievable weekend we had. And I'm going to jump into some of it. But this thing that we're doing here, it's time. I just know that it's time. I know all of this that's going on here with Coach Dave Live and the huddles, and I'm looking up here again. It's time for these things to blossom and grow. And we had a great experience. I'm going to show you some videos and some stuff that we did this weekend. But before we get too deeply involved in it, I want to speak directly to, I don't know of a better term than to call them the lurkers. I met a bunch of lurkers this weekend. Because what's a lurker? It's one of those people that I just see their phone number over here. It's one of those people who just go on the website, or maybe they're on YouTube or whatever, and they're watching the show, and they've got a lot to offer, but really maybe they don't have any confidence. What can I do? Who will listen to me? I mean, we could go on and on and on and on and on. And one of the real blessings to me this weekend, we went to three different places, actually. We did three different events this weekend. And I met lurkers. Say what? Yeah, I met lurkers. Those who've just been out there in Coach Dave land, whatever that means. And they came. And I can't tell you I didn't write down everybody's name. Hey, Mike Blake, I hope we got everybody's name. I think we did. I was so overwhelmed. We had an event at Mike Blake's house, Licking County, Ohio huddle. And I was hoping we would get 10. I told myself on the way over, you know, because a lot of people don't, I guess they wouldn't RSVP to me, but I didn't know how many were going to come. We get over to Mike's house, and the room just filled up. And the amazing thing is it filled up with new people. I was just overwhelmed. If we were ever get everybody in the same room, we'd have ourselves quite an army. And we had a great time of fellowship together, and we talked about some stuff. But more importantly, a lot of people broke the ice, and that they got to get to know other people. My wife, Michelle, said she was so excited when we left Mike Blake's on Saturday. She says, I met three new friends. So what? Oh, yeah, I met them. No, I met Tracy. Yeah. And that's what these huddles are about, folks. Bible says to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. There's a reason it's important for us to be able to get together. And we went and we did the honking, right? I'll get into some stuff we did. I'm going to get into some others here real quickly. But I want to, hey, come out wherever you are. We need you, man. We need you. And I don't know if anybody's, it's ever happened. I've never, ever heard anybody who's come to one of our huddles who, after it was over, when they got in the car and they're driving back home, they looked over and said to their husband or to their wife, those people are crazy. I'm never going back. I don't know if that's ever happened. Maybe it has, but I don't know. Everybody that comes to one of these events, they leave encouraged and fulfilled and excited. Man, we need you. Now, from our standpoint, we have to do a better job of helping you get organized. Like, for instance, I'm going to talk to Ray here in a second. Ray actually did his first virtual one like this. His first, not Google Hangout, but Zoom, whatever they call it. Don't come in yet, Ray. I'll get you in here in a second. Norm Emmett wants to get one going here locally. That we begin to break the ice with one another through this medium right here. You can't really get to know me here, all right? You really can't. You may see my teeth. You may see my white tooth and my cracked tooth. You may not see that, but you don't really know me. You don't really know me. You don't know me till we get in the same room, we fellowship, and we laugh, and we talk to each other. And we're going to continue to expand these things, but we need you to help us to do it, folks. I've been doing ministry like this, whatever this ministry is I've been doing. I've been doing it since 2003. And I've never seen the world more ripe than they are right now. I've never seen anything like it, right? I don't want to get into politics. President Trump speaks at CPAC yesterday, and it's like the State of the Union address. Every TV in America is tuned to President Trump, not to Joe Biden, right? So people are awake. We don't know what to do. Vaccines and social distancing. Well, here's what I'm going to get into that a little bit. But before I do, I just wrote down a few names, some lurkers, okay? Now, I hate to do this because I leave out 10 more, all right? But I ran into some lurkers. Susie and her daughter from Zanesville came in out of nowhere on Sunday. Jeannie from Newark was driving by. We were out holding signs on the street in Newark, and she drove by and got out of her car. And then she came yesterday to Pataskala. Donna from Lisbon and her cousin from Lancaster, I think it's Brenda. I think Brenda, I may have it wrong. I'm sorry. These are lurkers. Donna lives up by Bob Evans and doesn't even know him. Don't even know Lisbon. Lisbon's about the size of this. It's about how big it is. Uh-oh, people will say that's a demonic sign. I'm Mason now because I'm doing that, so they'll take a picture of that. Betty comes from St. Clairsville. She comes all the way down there and joins us. And Teresa from Akron. And Reggie from Waverly. Say who? Red? Yeah, I don't know these people. And Aaron from Dublin and on and on. I left out about 100 of them. Folks, we need you, okay? We need you. We need what you have to offer. Whoever it is, whatever pastor that you sat under, whoever it was that told you that your word doesn't matter and you don't know anything, and you sit over in the corner and you shut up and you just pay your tithes, whoever told you that lied to you. We need you. The Lord hath need of you. The Lord hath need of you. And they're by the thousands, by the millions. We've got them so outnumbered. We got to quit hiding. Okay, we got to quit hiding. I'm going to jump in here real quick. He said, well, Coach didn't read my name. Come on, man. Give me a break, will you? I don't know how many people I met this weekend and trying to – I'm out there. It's, you know, cars are going by honking, and I'm holding a sign – Michelle says, this is Susie from Zanesville. Hi, Susie. And then I walk away. Here's Tommy. And then I'm trying to say, what was his name again? What was her name again? We need name tags or something, right? It's not that I don't care. A lot of names. Not that I don't care who you are. Michelle, what was that girl's name? And Michelle will look, she may have written it down. We have to introduce this to more. Come on in, Brett. I see you trying to get in there. Ohio, Brett. Come on, get in there. And then, hey, listen.
Hey, Coach, I just want to say what a divine appointment this weekend. Mike Blake, what a gracious host at the Newark Huddle. Just And I see what coach means now. Just meeting everybody. We do need name tags. But you know what? God knows every one of our names. He knows every hair on our head. And what we're doing, we're not doing it because I'm the strong safety for Coach Dave. We're doing everything we do, we're doing for the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And the Lord has need of you. The Lord needs you. Folks, we can awaken people. We can awaken the masses. When you go out and you stand out there and you do one of those honking waves out of the busy intersection, you just got to watch the eyes of the people. Most of them are so programmed. And they look at you and they read your sign. And it takes it a while for it to register. And it's like they never thought, don't wear a mask. What? Huh? Take off the muzzle. What? But it's unbelievable. Hey, who's going to do it if we don't? Who's going to wake people up? Who's going to do it? And we're in the mess that we're in, dare I say it, because the churches won't even wake people up. People still going to churches wearing muzzles. For the life of me. And you know, Ohio Brett, he had a mic drop on Saturday. And I'd never ever thought about this. So hang with me here a second, folks. And then, hey, then I want to hear from Chad and Randy and Mike if you can. I want to hear from you guys, okay? Ray, Norm, if we can, real quickly. But hang on, guy. It's all perspective, isn't it? It's all perspective. And Ohio Brett said, and Mike Blake's on Saturday. He said, "How many of you, when you were in school, used to get a grade card?" He said, "Everybody got a grade card." And if you got a 90 to a 91 on your grade card, that was a B+. And you're probably pretty happy getting a B+. That's probably pretty good. If you didn't work real hard, you may have got a B. You may have got down then to an 85. And an 85 was a C. And an 82 to 81. And 80 was a C-. And you get down into the 70s, you start getting Ds. You with me, folks? You following with me? You remember those days, right? And so Brett said, listen, 92, 93, 94, what is that? Anybody know what that is out there? What's a 92, 93, 94? Anybody know? I'm asking.
It's an A.
No.
It's an A minus,
right? And then a 95 and a 96 and a 97. What was that? Anybody remember from those old days?
That was an A.
96, 97. And then if you got a 98 or a 99 or a 100, what was it?
A+.
It was an A+. It was an A+. And Ohio Brett says, listen, Ohio is 98 in coronavirus survival. We're A+. No, you don't get nobody gets 100. Even Dial soap wasn't, where was it, ivory, 99.7% pure. Nobody gets 100. Nobody gets a 99. Ohio's a 98. We're an A+ in this coronavirus. Folks, wake up. We're a 98. We're an A+. And we're all running around like we're a D-, just barely hanging on. Just barely hanging on here. Oh, my God, they've turned us upside down, haven't they? And who's fallen into it more than any? I don't have to ask Brett because I know. He went to some big mega church on Sunday in Columbus. God bless you, Brett. Thanks for going to church. But everybody in there wearing a damn mask.
Not everyone.
Brett wasn't. So who's going to wake him up? I got a good scripture I'm going to read to you here later on. So you better, actually, Silver's going to read it, our show reader, show whatever you call him. So let me hear who... Who's ready? Chad, what went on down there in Texas? These ought to be going on, folks. These ought to be going on every weekend somewhere. They ought to be going on every weekend. Listen, we went to Mike Blake's house. Mike showed a couple videos. Brett did a little bit of talking. We all slapped each other on the back, ate some food, and went to the street. It don't take any organization to pull something like that off. And there were 35, 40, I don't know, there's a bunch of us there. Bunch of us. We went to the street, we had fun, and ministry was fun. That would be going on everywhere. Everywhere. Not preachy sermon, although we did some of that stuff too, some deep stuff, but that no. Doesn't want it to have to be. What, Chad, did you have it? Chad might be sleeping in this morning. Sometimes.
How are you,
so how'd it go, Chad?
Well, we had a great turnout. We had about 35 folks. And so we talked a lot about everything that happened here a couple of weeks ago. You know, one of the things that we did good on with the power. Everybody went around there and what did you lose? What did you, did you lose power? Did you lose water? Did you lose both? Whatever. Okay. So we went around the room and everything like that. And I tell you, there was a spirit of what it was, is that folks were grateful that we had the ability to come together and we were kind of ready.
Buddy, how about that,
Yes, we had some things ready. And I remember a couple of times during this thing, I said, Lord, thanks for putting it on me to get some things lined up. And so, and then we, Saturday night, we had some great, we had some deliverance. We laid some hands on. We had we just casting some demons out. It was just great. It was, it's what these assemblies ought to be. What the church ought to be doing.
But Chad, so listen, all that stuff that you guys just went through down there with Florida with the freezing and you losing your power, where would people have been able to go and get together and talk about that if they couldn't have come to your place? Where could they have gone? Was there somewhere they could go, Chad? Was there a FEMA camp someplace they could go sit around and talk about all of it? Some big church opened it up for people? No. It's person to person, isn't it? It's person to person. Now, Chad's trying to pull from all over the whole entire state of Texas, which takes you 9 hours to drive from one end of it to the other. That's why we need more of them, smaller groups. That's why we can start with these Zooms. And let me keep rolling here. Anything else, Chad? I appreciate you, man. You've been working so hard down there to make that thing happen. Anybody can do it.
That's it, buddy.
Anybody can do it, huh? You got a bunch more friends now, don't you, Chad? They may not be next door, but you got a lot more friends.
Yeah, and it was great, too, because we're at the point where, I'm still sack dragging and backslapping and handshaking, trying to meet more people. But other people now are recruiting quality folks to come to the meetings.
Yes, sir.
So this is what this is what you want. I'd say, so we had two new people came, and I don't know. It's just always good. You hate to conclude the thing, and then people are loitering around. They just won't go home. You're like, okay, you guys get out of here.
That's right.
It's one of those things. And so because we just – the fellowship, anytime the thing stops, there's instantaneous fellowship breaks out.
Amen.
So you really have to, it's just they're powerful. We really encourage you to get to one.
Get to meet people, get the same daddy, don't you? Got the same daddy. Boy, does that ever make a difference. Mike, is Mike Blake in here? Mike, can you say anything about your event, Mike? Are you here?
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Folks, listen, folks, I'm sorry if this bores you. I'm trying to get you. This is the heart of what we're doing, man. This is the heart of it, okay? Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I want to express the same thing as far as people coming. I had about 25 people sign up, and about 7 or 8 of them didn't come, and then about 7 or 8 that didn't sign up came. And there were 6 ladies, and between them, 3 of them came together, and another 3 came together. So they're bringing people, and it was humbling, really. I mean, the like Chad said, the fellowship, you have to stop, and you actually got to stop them from fellowshipping so you can get on with, some of the things you want to do and accomplish. But it's just, it's amazing, and it's actually humbling to be able to host it. And I was worried about room and all that kind of stuff. People don't really, they really don't care about that kind of stuff. They just want to get together
and Mike, you don't have a ranch or anything like that, right? You don't have like a big Estes ranch. You have a
house. I live in town.
You have a house in town, and you were still able to pull it off, right?
Yep.
But wow, nobody got you in the corner and laid hands on you and prayed tongues over you. Nobody did any of that kind of stuff to you. Nobody you didn't have to repeat any oaths or anything like that. You just came and fellowshipped and ate and patted people on the back. That's what you did?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so. Randy, how'd you do, Randy? Or did you? I think you did, didn't you, Randy?
No, Coach, we had a great meeting. Went from 2 o'clock until about 10 o'clock, We could have went longer. I mean, everybody hated to leave. It's very rich. There's a lot of life on it, Coach.
Yes, sir.
A lot of life on this. He's doing something amazing outside the four walls. And that, if people can't see that, they're going to miss it because
that's
what it's about. It's about fellowship. It's about strength and relationships. It's about Coach, there we had an openness. I'm telling you, we did some Bible study. We did a little bit of everything. But there was such an openness. Anybody could have said anything. And whatever the need was, whatever, if someone had a revelation, we'd latch on. If someone needed prayer, we would latch on. If it just, it's the picture of what the Holy Spirit's trying to do.
Amen. What the church is supposed to be all about, Randy.
It's powerful. It is, just powerful, man.
It is, man. I appreciate you picking it up and running with it.
We had about 17, Coach. We had a good group, hungry people. One thing, we watched a video. It's a short. It's not very long. Everyone needs to get this. It's called Free Burma Rangers. It's called Free Burma Rangers. You need to get this. This is a tool that will do something in you, Coach. I'm telling you, you can't. It's amazing. You need to get this and watch
it. Get it to me, man. Free Burma Rangers. I won't remember that. Get that to me. All right? Get that to me. Come on, folks. Come on. Come on. Come out. Come out wherever you are. Alien free! Ray LeBlanc, I want to get Ray in here because Ray's the first guy who actually stepped out of the boat and did a video conference. Now, we tried to log in last night. I couldn't get in. I don't know whether it was on my end or whether it's on Ray's end or whatever. But Ray had, come on in, Ray, and tell us, you just did a visual. You just said, hey, people, get on your computers or get on your phones and let's have a meeting. Right, Ray, up there in Wisconsin, how'd it go?
Well, I started off in third gear, you know, how you at a stop sign and you're ready to go. And I'm just too much pedal to the metal at first. I had like 34 that were going to join in. It ended up when I put out the link, people started coming in, and some of them couldn't get in. So they started texting me. That's where I really appreciated Jared and Spencer, because they would handle that stuff. But when you're trying to put the Zoom in, and then all of a sudden you get bombarded with emails and messages, I can't get in. This some could get in, some couldn't get in.
Right,
it gets down to the point. We got about 15, and it's running nice and smooth. We all taking turns introducing each other, and how did we get to know each other through Coach Dave Live? And they each gave a little testimony of how they, there was a Samia Peterson from Minnesota. She said, I've been watching. I'm in the queue right now. She's in there every morning, never says a word, but she's in there faithfully, and she's plugged in. And the main thing, Coach, we were trying to get Leo Rutledge, another guy from Cambridge, Minnesota. That was the goal, was to bring him in and introduce him. Because he's been watching you, and he said, I got no fellowship around here. Hmm. So, unfortunately, what happened when people started coming in, I was hitting buttons, and I kicked myself out of the meeting, right? So, that link was no longer good, so I had to recreate another one, and I was messing with people how to get back in. Well, about eight of us got back in, right? So, a lot of the locals, which I think, it was for a first time. You don't want to take on too much. But right. The first time we had people from Wisconsin mostly were able to get on. We had four or five in our own little ministry center that joined me, and the rest were spread around Wisconsin. So we all had a great, we were there for an hour and a half. I don't want to take up much more time, but it was great. And we'll do it again in 2 weeks. And
Awesome. This is so awesome, man. This is so awesome. So I just want to encourage more of you. Like my buddy Norm. Norm says, I'll do it. I'll do one, Coach. I don't know how to do that internet stuff. Somebody's going to have to show me how to do it. And I think probably a lot of us, I'm looking at my screen here. Bear with me a second. Probably a lot of us have that fear because we don't really know what to do. We'll walk you through it, and you'll learn to do it, and you'll find somebody else in the huddle that knows how to do it. Emma Stout, come on in here, Emma. By the way, Emma, this morning, I could not, for the life of me, remember the name of your son-in-law.
Oh, his name is Brandon. It was Brandon. His birthday yesterday, and he brought all those kids. I was so tickled.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Brandon, Michelle, Brandon. I got a nephew, Brandon. I got it now. He showed up with how many kids does he have? A bunch. He showed up with a bunch of little nippers with him. As a man, is a blessing.
Five.
Go ahead, Emma.
Two extra. Yeah, two
and
of them.
And they helped signs. They stood up.
It was easy to do. I just called a few friends and Coach helped, and Ohio Brett helped, and Liberty Mel, and we ended up with about 25 or 30 people. It was raining when we got there, but it stopped, and then we got to go to CVS, which was what I wanted to do in the first place, but it's such a small place, we couldn't start there, so, but we did go without masks. It was wonderful.
So, Emma had a situation where she'd gone into CBS and CBS would not serve her because she didn't have a mask on. And so she said, we're going to go into CBS. So we went into CVS yesterday, about 15 of us with no masks. And, you know, they never said a word. They never said a word. Now listen, right. Listen, I got to say this, Emma. Hey, folks, if you're watching right now and you think that I'm unloving and I'm uncaring and throw whatever Christian word out there, because we are encouraging people not to wear masks, do me a favor. Go watch somebody else. Okay. Go watch somebody else. We are an A-plus state. Right, Brett? We're 98% in Ohio. We're A-plus.
A-plus. And I didn't get many of those in school, but I'm getting an A-plus now.
Yeah, so look where you are. I bet you even the worst states are A's. I bet they're 95, 96. The worst one. Do you understand how they're manipulating this and what's going on here? Come on, man. So listen, we have to become these news breakers. We have to make the news. We were standing out there in downtown Heath holding our signs. I don't know. There were 30 of us. Horns honking. People going by trying to figure, what? What's going on? Take Bobby Lee. Take off the face diaper. Holding those signs. Some honking. Some flipping us off. And man, we were making news, man. We were making news. Because I'm going to tell you this. Your church sure ain't going to do anything controversial. Oh, no, 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 no. We're not going to do that, right? So we got to rise up and fight back now. Tim or Naomi, whichever one. Come on, and then Bobby Lee.
Hey, I just want to go back to this thing with the huddles and people joining in. You know, you need to take responsibility and tell the leader, hey, I'm planning on being there, or
yes.
Hey, I would prefer to do a virtual, because Tim and I are willing to do that in the North Georgia area. But so far, our event is this Saturday, and so far, we've not gotten one single RSVP. And, you know, we can't be calling everybody all the time. People need to take responsibility and respond back to us. And amen. Like I say, we're willing to do both. We're willing to do in person and we're willing to do the virtual. But we're not going to waste our Saturday hoping that you show up. So
right. Have some manners. Amen, Naomi. Amen. Come on in, Bobby.
I just want to make a comment on how easy it is to control the human mind. Last night I saw a video of a random guy standing in front of a random entrance. And as people are coming in, he motions for them to raise their arm. And with a lint roller, I guess you saw it, with a lint roller, he rolls quickly on each arm and then nods and passes them through. That's how the mind is a controlled computer.
Bobby, you know what I think when I watched that video? I thought, what a way to make money. Y'all just stand out there and say, listen, you got to give me a quarter to go in. Let me rent. Folks, they had a lint roller. This guy's standing in front of a store. You guys know what a lint roller is, right? And so he's standing and people are coming up the steps. And they put their hands out and he does a lint roller on them and then walks on in. And he ain't doing nothing. Yeah, he ain't testing nothing for anybody. And I thought, man, let's set it up and charge a quarter. So yeah, here's your lint roll. Cost you a quarter. I'd have a bunch of quarters at the end of the day. Because people are mind-numbed robots. Now, listen, it's halfway through the show already. I got it. Go ahead, Emma. Go ahead, Emma. I think Emma's on fire. I think
she had her phone, hand up already.
Okay. Did you mean to take your hand down then, Emma? If you've already gone to the bathroom, go ahead and take your hand down. If you want to speak, then keep it up. Hey, so listen, we're halfway through, and I got a couple things I got to get out there for you. The War Summit, Dr. Mike Spaulding's this weekend, folks. It's this weekend. And it's in Dayton. It's only 20 bucks for a single, 35 bucks for a couple. Be some great teaching. But be some great fellowship. Great fellowship. If you can make it, please try to make it there. Say, God, we got all these great speakers. Listen, it ain't about speakers. I mean, it is, but it isn't about speakers. It's about getting to know one another. Say, well, then why do you charge $20? Because we got to rent a hotel. We got to pay some expenses. That's why. Come on, man. Come on. So that's coming up this weekend. And then I got to show you this. Go to my Facebook page if you could, Spencer, because I want to – this is what we tried to do. Mike Blake, after we went to Mike Blake's house and we did some food and eating and that kind of stuff, I said, listen, we're going to go downtown and we're going to go to Goodwill, because Goodwill, Mike Blake has – my wife, actually, has had trouble at our local Goodwill. I think go 10-minute mark, Mike, Spencer, if you can. My wife would go into the Goodwill store. Goodwill! Which, by the way, they're not a charity. They're a privately owned business. I don't know if you know this or not. But, my wife, if you don't wear a mask, they won't let you in Goodwill. They won't let you. And Mike also mentioned they'd really, really been Nazis. So I thought, well, you know what? We're going to nip this in the bud. And so we got about 30 of us, I think it was. Oh, I heard from the Christians. And, oh, you're intimidating people. And that's not the way Christians act. Christians aren't smart. I said, I'm standing for truth, dude. I'm standing for truth. They're lying to you, and you don't even care about it. So here's what I wanted to do, which I've been talking about. We wanted to go into Goodwill, tell them to have them tell us that we had to put on our masks, and say to them, why? Why do we have to put on our masks? And we knew what they were going to say. I got it all filmed, but I'm not going to show you this. They're going to say, well, it's a law, or it's an order, or the governor says, or whatever. So I don't care about any of that. I don't care what the governor says. Not a law. And so finally, after they harassed us a little bit, Brett got a red blazer there for $5. He's wearing that everywhere. They wouldn't serve most of us. We had some people actually went to Goodwill, bought some stuff, went up to the counter, and they would not take our money. They wouldn't take our money. So finally, I said, hey, I said to the guy, do me a favor, call the cops. He just kind of looked at me. I said, call the cops. So he did. And, you know, he knows what's going on, right? We're all going to be thrown in jail. We're in trouble now. We're in trouble now. Here comes the cops. So at the 10-minute mark, after we've been in there for a while, the cops show up. And I want you to watch and listen to what these cops say about the law. Okay, go ahead and play it. Okay, here comes the sheriff's department. They haven't called.
Sheriff's department?
Yeah.
Very good.
Anybody want to come with me?
He said he changed.
They won't serve us because we don't have masks on.
Okay. I mean, obviously, that's going to be a store policy.
Okay.
You know, unfortunately, you know, with the whole COVID pandemic and all of that.
It's not a law, though. It's a store policy.
So I'm guessing the face required now it is, you know.
It's not a law, though. Would Sheriff Thorpe have you enforce this as a law? Come and arrest me because I don't have a mask on?
Every store has their own policy.
Right, but you would not arrest me for not having a mask on. You could maybe arrest me for trespassing?
But just don't be causing a disturbance inside the store or anything like that.
Right.
Other people cause disturbance.
I'm saying.
We're not here to give you trouble, okay? I want you to understand
let's
that.
Let's scoot this way away from the door so
okay.
Patrons can
okay.
get away.
We're just tired of things being enforced as laws that aren't laws. And I saw Sheriff Thorpe said mm-hmm. that if they had any issues, they would call the health department.
Yep.
All right?
Now, obviously, from my understanding, is like say if somebody saw somebody in there without a mask or something like that,
yeah.
they would call the health department. Health department can
arrest me, dude! Arrest me!
Take that type of enforcement.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
Arrest me!
That's all.
I was a former cop.
Correct, but I mean, like.
Hey guys, we're not trying to give it a hard time, okay? We're not.
More cops
yeah.
showed up.
Well, they didn't ask us to leave so much as they said they wouldn't serve us. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. But is there a law? That's not a law.
A law that passed through legislature.
Order.
Okay, I was a cop. I know how it works. You can't. There is no law. A mandate or an executive order is not a law. Yeah, but that's for trespassing.
For trespassing.
Totally different.
We're not trying to give you guys a hard time, okay?
Totally different.
Just trying to make a point here, right? I'm not giving you a hard time, guys.
We understand what you're trying to do. Here's all I'm saying. Here's what we're trying to make to everybody that would understand. This is not a law. Now, if they don't want to serve me, okay, okay. Okay, you can stop now because this goes on and on. And this is on my Facebook page. But know this, folks. We pinned them down. It is not a law. Wearing a mask is not a law. Now, listen, if you show up to Goodwill by yourself, they're going to treat it like it's a law. And they're going to call the cop, and he's probably going to come and walk you out of there, do whatever, right? But we made it very, very clear with the police officer that they could get us for trespassing because it's a private business and they have the right in their private business. At least, I see, they couldn't, ready? Are you sitting down? They couldn't throw me out because I was black, could they? Could they throw me out because I was wearing a burqa? Would they be able to do that? No. But somehow they think they can make me wear a mask to come in there? So that's a whole different fight. But the point is this is critical. It is not a law. There is no law to wear a face mask. Okay, friends? Do you see it? Do you see what these cops did? There were four of them. And when you pin them down and you ask them, is it a law? They could not give you a straight answer because they know it isn't a law. They didn't threaten to arrest anybody, anything like that. We went through the whole discussion. If the guy asks you to leave, then it's trespassing. Then you can be arrested. They ain't got nothing to do with masks. If I walked in there with football shoes on, and I'm scratching up the floor, they could ask me to take off my football shoes or leave. But they couldn't make me put on football shoes. They couldn't make me put them on to come in the building. You understand? So we're for private ownership, and the guys having the right to do whatever they want to. But we ain't for discrimination. And we're not going to let them do something. If we let them make masks the law, what are vaccines going to be? And so you say, well, I'm for vaccines. Well, good. I'm glad you are. Why do you want me to take one? Why do you want trying to force that on me when it isn't a law? Because that's the next law that's coming. Come on in, Dale.
Well, I just want to throw this out here. I did text and touch base with Tony Spell today. He has his court arraignment at 9 in the morning. So we just want to be lifting him in prayer.
Amen. We are lifting him in prayer. We'll find out more today which direction this thing's going to go. Right. So come on in, folks. Comments. Listen, I am so sick of Christians who think everything is predicated on how we appear. Oh, you didn't appear very Christ-like. What do you mean, dude? I'm defending truth. They're telling you lies. And you think if I show up and point out the lies, I'm mean? Oh, they may not come to Jesus because you are mean. That's crazy. Come on in, Ray, then Claudia.
Yeah, yesterday we had church service. We had about 10, 12 of us go. And there's a local, well, Pizza Ranch is a big chain around here that's popular. Two of my friends in the past week were denied entrance because they didn't put a mask on. So I called and I told them, hey, listen, there's 10 of us want to come down and spend a couple $100, but we do not wear masks. Are you going to let me in or should I take my business elsewhere? The manager says, well, do you have exemptions? I say, yeah, it's religious exemption. And she goes, that's all I need to know. You don't have to tell me. Come on in. We're in. Well, you just didn't stand up against this thing.
You can't do it alone, folks. You cannot do it alone. You cannot do it alone. Claudine, come on. Come on, Claudine, up there in New Hampshire. Come on in. Morning.
Good morning, yeah. Coach. Can you hear me? All right. So, you know, we've been we're doing huddles. We've been doing prayer group here since August, and we've been doing things. We've got four people that are running in our town for various offices, which has been great. So I'm just asking for prayer on our little town here and our people that are trying to move forward. But you're talking about these masks and not being a law. Well, I'm hoping people are paying attention to their legislators, because there's a lot of things moving in our state. And we've got a lot of bills that are going to be voted on today. And there's several in our favor to get rid of the executive orders. We're done.
Yes, yes.
But there is one that some representative has signed up for, and that is to put masks as a law, and any other health such as vaccines or anything else that they deem should be law to protect society and to go into effect for next year. So, you know, you got to pay attention to what's going on in the legal aspect of it, because they're sneaking in, and it's very dangerous if we're just sleeping on the side on that.
Well, Claudine, here's one of the problems. And I just went through this with a guy yesterday. Here's the problem. See, those on the, I don't know what to call them. I call them on the left, God haters. Call them, no, because they aren't. Some of them are Christians, right? Hey, folks, yes. Listen, facts don't matter to them. Facts do not, they don't care. They do not, I'm telling you, you're wasting your time if you're trying to argue with them. They do not care. And if you go to them and say facts, masks are not law, you know what their response, they won't say it, but you know what their response really is? They ought to be. And because they think masks ought to be, they think they have the moral high ground. It's the same. It's the same thing everywhere you look. They don't care about unborn babies. You could say it should be against the law to kill unborn babies. It should be against the law. They don't care. They want to kill unborn babies. And so when they tell you that they are for freedom of choice, they're not for freedom of choice. Don't believe that for a second. Don't let them pull that one over on you. And we have to stand up and continue to call that stuff out. Man, I got something I want to do. Let's go to like Rush Limbaugh. Let's call the phone lines. Let's go to Joe Allen, then Mark Trump, then Rochelle, then Jamie. Go, Joe. You're up. Boom.
I found out, Coach, how you can clean out a register real
How's
quick.
How's that?
I went at Costco. I didn't wear my mask. All the way through it, I'll go towards the register. Everybody's running to the other register to get away from me. So I got in there and got out real quick.
Hey, Joseph, are you guys an A-plus state down there, Brett? 98%. Are you guys an A-plus down there, Joseph?
We're probably a B.
Oh, you're only a B. You're down, you're down to 89, 90, you think, as far as people dying?
Yeah.
I don't
know. Are people dying probably A-plus?
Yeah, you're an A-plus. You're an A-plus. Yeah. Come on in, Rochelle.
We just have people going to the hospital after taking a COVID shot.
Yeah, that's something different. You're probably not A-plus on that COVID shot, I'll bet. No. I'm pretty nearly A-plus on that thing. Go ahead, Rochelle.
Hey, good morning. Let me tell you guys something. I almost cry every day because I see kids either getting on the bus or getting off the bus with their mask on. Friday afternoon on my way home from work, I seen a track team of young men with mask on. I'm yelling out of my car, take your mask off. Let me tell you something, people, I got the right to catch COVID-19. Okay. Amen. I got the right to do that. I'm not going to wear a mask. There is no even mandate in Florida, but people are doing it. When is someone going to school? Sue the school. They're making your baby wear a mask 8 hours a day. The infection rate for bacterial pneumonia and other issues from wearing the mask, not to mention what it's doing to their brain, this lack of oxygen to the brain. I think it's time somebody sues Amen. The school system.
And you know what else, Rochelle? I don't think they've missed a paycheck either. Have those teachers out there missed a paycheck? Not a paycheck. Not one. All the government employees ain't missing paychecks. All of a sudden, they're all working from home, and you're wearing a mask. Come on in, Mark.
I just wanted to point out real quick, is it real Christ-like for us to be doing these things? And are people going to look at us and think of Christ? And Coach, we got to be careful. Christ made a whip, and we are not using a whip. So I can see why people think we're not being Christ-like.
Yeah, that's right. We're way too mild, aren't we, Mark? Way, way, way too mild. All right?
Amen. So, amen. Lots going on.
Folks, this is I can't tell you how critical pushback is right now. I can't tell you. I can't tell you. I want somebody I don't know who this is. Somebody right now who was with us either Saturday or Sunday. Maybe it'd be Emma. Somebody who just showed up for the first time out on the street holding a sign. What was your reaction? It could even be one of those lurkers out there that never says anything. He showed up, held that sign. What did you observe? I guess you're on the spot, Emma. I guess you're on the spot. She's trying to unmute, I think.
There we go. This was not my first time out on the street with signs. I did it years ago for a Right to Life in Lincoln County. We had about 300 people show up to the downtown park. It's a park, actually. I didn't know that. The police showed up and asked me if I had a permit. And I said no. And they said, well, this is actually a park. And I said, well, I'm sorry, are you going to haul us all away in paddy wagons? He just looked down and walked away.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you just have to be aware that you have rights and
Amen.
Just say it out loud.
Emma, I remember when I was out there one of the first times, Emma, some cop comes walking up to me and says, where did you get permission to be here? And I said, Thomas Jefferson. He's looked at me.
That's very good.
Thomas Jefferson.
I like that.
Come on in, Neil.
Coach.
Neil in Wisconsin.
I compare this in my travels, you know, 550, 600 miles. I travel every day, and I pay attention to the vehicles around me. I've yet to see a vehicle where they have a hose running from the exhaust pipe up to the air intake. Run very good. I think the masses got the same idea. Oh. What do you think about it?
That's a great point. You don't shoot your exhaust system into the carburetor, do you? You don't do that. And that's exactly what we do when we put on masks. Mel, our 17 Patriots 1776. Come on in.
Hey, Coach, it's Kevin.
Hey, bud.
Hey, I wanted to kind of dovetail on what Rochelle was saying about the masks and kids wearing them. And, I mean, if you think about, you know, how much carbon dioxide you're rebreathing in, as well as the percentages of oxygen that you're supposed to get, the normal percentage of oxygen in the air is 21%. Now, if that drops right below 18%, that actually comes under an OSHA violation for, like, an unsafe work environment, okay?
Mike Blake did that. He has one of those testers.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I don't know if you had seen back when Owen Schroyer actually put one of those testers in the masks, and it dropped down to 17%. And so this is what, you know, these kids are being subjected to 8-9 hours a day.
Yeah, but come on, Kevin. You're not making Jesus look very nice. Going in there, people are comfortable wearing those masks.
I know. I'm letting facts get in the way.
Yes, come on, man. Play along, will you? Play along. Susie Bowman, this time. Do you know how to unmute, Susie? Just click on that little red microphone, and that'll unmute you. Oh, we lost her. We lost her. Betty Perkins. Come on in, Betty. Betty, come on. Susie, somebody, one of you. Susie, can you get it? I'm looking right at you. Oh, she's trying to figure out how to do it.
Hello.
Who's that? Hey, I got somebody. I got somebody. Yeah. Betty, yeah.
It's Betty Perkins.
Yes,
I want to thank you guys for having at your huddle on Saturday. It was a great fun. Hong Kong was electrifying. You know, it just gets your blood moving, and I wanted to jump in front of cars and just stop them and tell them, get that stupid mask off and get a life, you know. But I feel that we doing that makes other people follow suit, because they're going to say, hey, if they're doing it, maybe we should go out there and do that.
Amen.
And maybe they'll stay in their towns or in their areas. Thank you again.
Amen, Betty. She drove 90 minutes to be there, 90 minutes to get back home. It matters, folks. It matters. Jack, come on in.
Hey, isn't the
what Kevin just said was really good, because isn't the Green New Deal about reducing carbon emissions?
Yes.
Interfering with our
yes, sir.
Supply? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We're all going to die. Yeah. Ah. You're all going to kill. Hey, you ever played Mike Peruka? You know Mike Peruka? He's got the song Courts Don't yes. Make Laws.
Yeah.
You ought to play that once in a while.
Jack, I ought to get that up and running. You're right, buddy. You're right. Let's go to Susie. Can you try
yes,
to get in, Susie?
I'm in. Yay! You told me there's a little red microphone, and that was the hang-up. So I hung up.
All right.
Oh, you bully. Right. What a privilege. I'm ready to – I'm a backseat lurker, and I'm ready to be in the front seat. I can't wait to meet everyone and help fight. And it was such a privilege to meet you and Michelle yesterday, and God bless everyone. And I hope I get to meet everybody soon.
I couldn't remember your daughter's Sydney. Name. What's your daughter's name, Susie?
Yes.
Sydney. I couldn't remember. Write that down, Michelle. Write that down. Hey, listen, I got to shift gears here real quick, okay? Let me shift gears because this is important. Pull up for me Ezekiel 3. And Joe, are you ready to do some? Because, folks, I want to leave you with this, okay? We got about 9 minutes left. I think we can get this. But this is Ezekiel 3. And I just want to let's just ponder on this. I really believe we're watchmen. This is where you, if you're in here, if you're connected here, folks, you're a watchman. Whether you realize it or not, you see things others don't see. And I want you to see what Ezekiel 3 says about the watchman. So, Joe, if you could go ahead and read that for us, brother.
Okay, coach. Ezekiel 3, moreover, he said unto me, son of man, eat that thou findest.
Eat what you find. Go ahead.
Eat this roll and go speak unto the house of Israel.
Eat what you see, and then you're going to go open your mouth. Go ahead.
So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels.
Take it deep in you, boys. Take it deep in you. Yeah, go ahead.
And fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then I did eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel and speak my words unto and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel.
They'll understand. Go ahead.
Not too many people of a strange speech and of a hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely I had sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee.
It's been better if I sent you into the bar. They're more likely to listen to people in the bar than the ones in the church. Go ahead.
But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted.
Wow. The believers are hard-hearted and impudent.
Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces.
Thank you,
Lord.
And
thy forehead strong against their foreheads.
Thank you, Lord. Face to face.
As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house.
Folks, make no mistake here. He's sending Ezekiel to the church. Go ahead, Joe.
Moreover, he said unto me, son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thine heart and hear with thine ears.
Yeah. Well, take it deep inside you.
And go, get thee to them of the captivity, unto the children of thy Lord God, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear.
He's talking to his people here, Joe. He's not down at the Beavia, man.
Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of great rushing, saying, blessed be the glory of the Lord in his place. I heard all another, and the noise of the wheels over against them. and a noise of a great rushing. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went into bitterness in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me.
Keep going, baby.
Then I came to them of the captivity at Tel Abib, that dwelt by the river of Shebar.
He's in the church.
And I sat where they sat and remained there astonished among them 7 days. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me saying.
Joseph, the word of the Lord comes to him saying. See, it doesn't just come. It comes saying. And watch, you're supposed to eat it and swallow it, right? Eat and swallow it. Go ahead.
Son of man, I have made thee a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth. And give them warning from me. Give them warning from me.
Okay, cool.
When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, or speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at thine hand.
And there isn't anything you can do about it, but I'm holding you responsible because I'm telling you to go warn him and you won't do it. Keep going, Joe. Hey, that's the sinner. He's talking if you're warning the sinner or not. Stay there. Go ahead, Joe.
Nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul.
You warn him, you're again, off the hook. Go
when
ahead.
A righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him a warning, he shall die in his sin. And
this is a righteous man, Joseph. This is a righteous man. You haven't warned the righteous man.
And his righteousness, which he hath done, shall not be remembered.
Wow,
but his blood
wow, wow.
I will require at thine hand.
Oh, he's in trouble, but so are you, Joe.
Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also, thou hast delivered thy soul. And the hand of the Lord was there upon me, and his And he said unto me, arise, go forth into the plain, and I will there talk with thee. Then I arose and went forth into the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord stood there, as the glory which I saw by the river of Shebar, and I fell on my face. Then the Spirit entered into me, and set me upon my feet, and spake with me, and said unto me, go shut thyself within thine house. But thou, O son of man, behold, they shall put bands upon thee and bind thee with them, and thou shalt not go out among them. And I will make thy tongue cleave to the roof of thy mouth, that thou shalt be dumb, and shalt not be to them a reprover. For they are a rebellious house.
Enough of them, Joe. You've done everything you're going to do. And I'm going to sit back in the middle of them. And they're going to hate you. And your tongue is stick to your mouth because I'm done with them. They are a rebellious house.
But when I speak with thee, I will open thy mouth. And thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, he that heareth, let him hear. And he that forbeareth, let him forbear. For they are a rebellious house.
Wow. That gives me goosebumps. That gives me goosebumps. And see, we live in a culture and a society where it's mean. If you do exactly what it says here, you're mean. You're not Christ-like. You're not loving. You're not tolerant. You're judgmental.
Hey, yeah. Coach. You know, that passage of scripture really demonstrates something so clearly. When people are doing stuff wrong, God will send opportunity for them to repent. When they don't repent, they pay the price.
Mm-hmm. And Joe or Larry, so do we. Don't want them, but I understand, right? So do we. Standing out there by Emma, holding signs. Take off that mask. Take off that mask. It's not a law. Take off that mask. And who's mad at us? Why? The House of Israel's mad. We're out there being judgmental. Oh, what a time to be alive, folks. What a time. Hey.
Yeah,
it's on us. We got something great going on here, man. We got something great. Take it before the Lord and ask him what all it right. is that have you to do. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow. Will be Tuesday. We'll see you then.